Catherine, want to take a moment. With the window for getting optimum corn yields narrowing, are there some things, some planting adjustments that we might want to be considering?
Yeah, this year, possibly even more than other years, it's going to be critically important to get those corn plants off to a strong start since our planting window is getting later into the season. One of the things that we can do is look at using in-furrow starter fertilizer, whether it's 10-30-40, 9-18-9, some sort of blend with a phosphorus, with the addition of zinc, as well as a plant growth regulator like Ascend, which Winfield offers. That way the plants, it really helps to speed up germination and speed up emergence so we can get the plants accessing this water that a lot of us have right now that we might not have later in the growing season.
What's it going to mean at the very end? Are we going to maybe see some yield bounce?
Yes, with that, I call it the triple threat, but with the starter, with the zinc and the Ascend, a lot of times what we see is we're building a larger root system and a larger plant early in the season, so thicker stalks, better standability, as long as we continue to monitor nutrition through tissue samples throughout the season. And I think this year, coming off the heels of a not-so-great year in 2012, tissue sampling and monitoring nutrition all the way through the season is going to be critically important to make sure that our crops are accessing not only the fertilizer that we put out this year, but fertilizer that might have been left out in the fields unaccessed by last year's lower yielding crops.
So if we're getting that crop off to a good start here in the spring, is that going to help us if, heaven forbid, it turns off dry later on in the growing season?
It can, especially depending on what your background genetics are in your hybrids. If we've got a nice penetrating root system early season, you know, there's a chance that those roots are going to be able to go down deeper into the soil, access more water, as well as in Illinois, you know, about 4 feet below the surface, we've got a nice stockpile of potassium. So early season root growth, allowing us to access those deeper pools of nutrients and deeper pools of water later season, can help us get through some of those severe stress periods.
Catherine, when we talk about starter fertilizers, do we adjust those fertilizer rates as the time gets narrower?
I don't think we do necessarily, just because you're looking at the plant from a physiological standpoint and what it needs to get going. And that starter still is only going to last the plant for about the first 2 weeks of its life, maybe up until V3, depending on the hybrids and how much zinc that plant's going to take up. But we're not putting large amounts in furrow. You know, you're talking about 2 gallons of the 10-30-40 up to 5 gallons on really heavy soils, with a quarter zinc and maybe 4.5-5 ounces of that plant growth regulator Ascend. So you're not putting a whole lot of nutrition out there in the furrow, just enough to get it through that first stressful period when it's trying to emerge and get going.
Any other adjustments or any other considerations right now?
I think as we're looking at our new hybrids and new varieties, we look at, with Winfield, we're doing a lot of background research on nutrient demands from hybrids, and Fred Belo at the University of Illinois has done a lot of research with looking at how these new hybrids take up nutrients. And the way we've thought about hybrids in the past, and the way we've fertilized hybrids in the past, I think is really going to start changing out of necessity, because we have hybrids that are taking up more nutrients and taking up more potassium and more zinc. So looking at, you know, tissue sampling through the season, side dress applications, pushing that as far out into the season as we can. And I think spoon feeding is a term we're going to start to hear a lot more of in the industry, you know, putting those nutrients out in small increments. So addressing our nutrition and fertilizer needs through the whole growing season, not just looking at front-loading everything and kind of walking away from the field, But to get it through, I think, you know, we're still going to be coming out of a drought this year. In some areas, we're still in severe drought. But looking at those nutrient demands as they come up is going to be critically important to helping that crop get higher yields.
So if we are in one of those areas where drought is still an issue, are the adjustments that you've talked about for wet conditions going to be the same?
What we've seen with some starter systems works beautifully in those cold, wet soils. But last year in the South, an area where we don't always see as many advantages, you know, it tends to be hotter and drier at the beginning of the season. We saw great yield responses in the Anseroplot system in the southern states last year that were in severe drought. Saw excellent responses to that 10-30-40 zinc and ascend starter system. So it can help in dry environments as well as cold and wet.
So was there a period of time here where we kind of got away from using starter fertilizers?
Oh, yeah. That's a battle that we fight pretty much every day within Winfield, trying to push back towards more starter fertilizer. Guys have taken it off of their planters, and they don't want to put it back on. We got away from that. We moved towards more 2x2 because we started putting more things on the seed, but there's a limit to how much we can put on that seed and still maintain plantability. You know, Winfield, we have incentive programs and helpful programs to help guys put starter equipment back on their planters. And I think there's going to be a push back towards more of that across the country here in the coming years, especially with nutrient management plans and more EPA regulations.
So is there some place that farmers can go to learn more about the Winfield offerings?
Yeah. Winfield.com is our website. There's a lot of really great information, lots of labels on there, as well as some grower testimonials, and just goes through the whole offering of Winfield products, as well as there's information on there on how to get in touch with their local Winfield representatives.
Catherine, anything else that you'd like to add?
Just, you know, watch your nutrient levels through the season and, you know, look at where your moisture is and look at where your roots are. And hopefully Mother Nature will smile on us and we'll get adequate moisture and we'll have a great 2013.